John 20, verse number 19. The Bible said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Oh, we ought to stop right there and put shout in our Bible. How many people go to church today and ain't seen the Lord yet? I'm glad to come by in Sunday school this morning. Somebody say amen. Amen. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. Very important that you have peace. Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, that stepped up a notch, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said to him, why, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, thrust my hand to his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, since you wasn't there before. And behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it in my side. And be not faithless, but believe. And in all these words, Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Thank you for standing this morning. I won't preach out of that phrase. I ain't got a title, so I'm just going to pull one out. But Thomas. I think I'll get the point across without a title this morning. But Thomas. Now, I want you to notice three things about this text, and then we'll be through this morning. First of all, I want you to notice the assembly. Thank the Lord for an assembly. Can I get a witness this morning? Thank God for a place you can come to church. Assembly. Now, notice, if you would, the day of the assembly. The Bible said, The being the first day of the week. Now what's happened? A little background. Jesus has died on Calvary. The Bible said on the third day he's got out of the tomb. But before that, they went looking for the Lord. And so when they got there, the tomb was empty. Aren't you glad the tomb is empty this morning? And so then we find these disciples now. Something has changed about the day. Used to on the Sabbath day or on Saturday, they were always meeting. God said, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. But now as the Lord hung on Calvary's cross, we have a new day come in to the scene, and also we have a new dispensation. Oh, I'm glad now we're saved by grace, ain't you? Boy, I tell you, some of us needed more grace than others. But I can tell you this, we all had to be saved by grace. We're nothing but your old low-down dirt bags this morning. Without the grace of God, we'd all be in hell. And honey, we live in a day and an hour when this Laodicean attitude that it's no more praise in the house and no more power in the house. We ought to thank God that this day's special in our life, that we can come together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We see this assembly. We see the day of their assembly. Now, you know what? We don't go to church on Saturday. But it'd be okay if we do. But The priority day is the first day of the week. What better day would it be to start out on the first day of the week to help your week out? Let me go on and hit this right quick while this rabbit's got up. It'd probably help your day if you'd start praying every morning and go to putting some prayers in the bank and wait till something happens and then you start praying. Hey, we ought to pray every day and we ought to come to the house of God on the day that He set aside in the assembly. Amen. Amen. I realize that we all have to work. And when work schedules involved, then, you know, I know we got to put food on the table. But honey, let me tell you something. We see this assembly this morning and their day. Then we see their duty. The Bible said they all showed up but one. Said the same day at evening being the first day of the week when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. I'm glad I'm a disciple this morning. That's a follower of Christ. Are you a follower of a preacher or are you a follower of Christ? I'm going to tell you, some of you that's got this old preacher lifted high and holy, I'm going to let the air out of you this morning. If you cut me, I bleed red. And if you make me mad, I'm probably going to say something you don't want to hear. And if you mess with my wife, I'm going to take off my preaching coat and take care of business. But I'm telling you this morning, honey, without the grace of God, we'd all be in hell this morning. And Jesus deserves all of our praise. I mean, we ought to be worshiping Him. He said we should worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm so thrilled that y'all love me. Amen. Some folks say it's good to be loved. Now, I'm not riding that horse out of town. Thank God I'm loved this morning. But honey, let me tell you something. We have a duty to assemble ourselves at the house of God, no matter who's here preaching. Well, who's preaching this week? The Holy Ghost. And I imagine He's got something to say you need. Amen. And now some of y'all can't say amen, so I'm going to say it for you. Amen. Assembly. And then we see the day of assembly, then the duty of assembly. Now, by the way, I want to show something, share with you over here in the book of Hebrews this morning. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. I'm going to cut a little air on because some of y'all's seats going to get hot in a minute. But I ain't scared. I'm not a puppet nor a magician. And I sure ain't no politician. Watch what it says. Not. What you don't understand about that? You say, I don't like King James Bible. I can't understand. Do you understand? Don't. Go and get you one of them little flimsy, pamsy Bibles. This one says, not forsaken. Other words, leaving. Here it is, that word that I'm using, the assembling. That means gathering. Turn around and punch somebody and say, that means getting here. Go on, I want to see that face when you tell them that. I'm looking real hard, now I want to see that. Praise God, some of you won't look nowhere, you're just looking straight down. Hey. It ain't time for praying. We're preaching. Let's look up this morning. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Well, you know, I've just been offended at church. Have you ever been offended at Walmart? Did you quit shopping at Walmart just because somebody offended you? I guess maybe you went to Target where all them other spooks was hanging out last night before they went to their little trunk and treat church shows last night. Trunk or treat. Wonder what God thought about all that stuff in His parking lot last night. Lord God, somebody going to throw a book. I hope they don't throw Halloween candy this morning. Trunk or treat. Yeah. assembling. Now watch what it says. Forsaking the assembling of ourselves as a manner of some has been exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. What kind of day? You know, I've been preaching about something at this church now about 5 years. I got an email I can read to you. I'll print it off maybe next Sunday. You know what was passed in our country this week? They're going to lock your preacher up.
Yep.
You hear me? A lot of you think this is just passing time. A lot of you think, man, you know, God's just a second thought. I tell you what you better be doing. You better be getting your hide ready to meet Jesus because He's a-coming. You know, the hate crime bill passed this week. And our nice president had it hid back in all that defense bill. But it went through. So you know what? Now they can lock me up for preaching against homosexuals. I hope we, instead of a mission fund, we got a bail bond fund. Oh, I know what y'all going to do. Y'all going to come in here about half of it and say, where's Brother Ken? He preached another meeting. Say, yeah, y'all know he's been wanting to get in the jail ministry. Say, God put him in the jail ministry. Say amen right there, somebody. Say amen. Say, Lord, yeah, he's been wanting to go to jail, preach in prison. Now, God answered his prayer. But the thing about it, he can't get out and preach to everybody. So much as you see the day approach. The Bible said in the last days perilous times shall come. I tell you what you better do. You better buckle your seatbelt, America. Because the Bible said any nation forgets God will be turned into hell. And we forgot about the God that's bought us. We forgot about the God that's blessed us. We forgot about the God that's brought us into this fair and wonderful land. Lord, if there's ever been a time that God's young'uns ought to be praying for the leaders of this country, it is this morning. If it's ever been a time that God's young'uns ought to be praying for leadership in the churches, it is this morning. Oh, my Lord, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. Their assembly, their day and their duty. I want to tell you, Mom and Daddies, this morning, I want to encourage you. I'm a pastor at heart. I told them people this week, I said, listen, I'm not an evangelist. I'm a pastor that's preaching, doing evangelist work. But I want to tell you, I'm a pastor at heart. And you better listen, Mom and Dad. You better set the day of Sunday on your calendar to be the Lord's day. And everything else goes around that day. Honey, it don't revolve around ball games or around this and that. Honey, the Bible says we must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And He seeketh such as those to worship. Worship Him. Sunday morning, it ought not be an option or you come in the house of God. Sunday night, it ought not be an option. Wednesday night, it ought not be an option. Matter of fact, honey, I got more scripture to tell you. A night service is more scripture than a day service. Right here, they're meeting together. He said at evening, being the first day of Sunday night, they was together. Wouldn't it be a blessing, Brother Tim, of the choir was that full on Sunday night? Wouldn't it be a blessing if it was that full at practice? Assembly. Their day. And their duty. It's our duty to come to church. Listen to me. You know why churches die? Cause people. Not cause God. Cause people. Because people's priorities are wrong. Duty. Duty. Their duty. Their discipline. You ought to raise your children where there's no option about church. Do you want to see your young'uns get saved? You're going to have to get disciplined at the house. This hit or miss ain't going to get your young'uns saved. Let me ask you something, sir. Come judgment day, you stand before God, before the throne, and your young'uns lost and undone and in hell. What you going to say to God then? Church wasn't important enough for me to bring my babies to get on the sound of the gospel to get them saved? What you going to say then? You say, preacher, I ain't coming back. Yeah, you will. I'm going to come get you. Priorities. We see this assembling. We see their day, their duty. And then I like this, the disciples. But then their doors were shut. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about you, but it's done me good to watch the doors of the church. Doors. That's where people come in and come out. We ought to thank God we got a door to come into this morning. And by the way, it ain't locked. No matter what they say on the street, it ain't locked on the inside. Assembly. But then watch this. Not only assembly, but the appearance. An appearance. The Bible said the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." Thank God for the places He stands. Aren't you glad Jesus comes by from time to time? My goodness, they was gathered together in fear. I mean, they was together. They had their doors locked and Jesus just came. No wonder He said, "Peace be unto you." Friend, when the doors is locked and all of a sudden you see Jesus standing there, it will rattle your nerves. I mean, He just walked right through the door. Ain't that a blessing? Man, we have a glorified body. It's going to tickle me to death. When you in your mansion, you lock your door, I'm going to step right through and say, "Hey, how y'all doing?" We're going to have a glorified body like Christ's body. Why, He walked right through the door and it was locked. Can I tell you, He's got the key to your door this morning. And boy, He knows what button to push to get your door opened up. And some of you better be careful because you've got to play Him with God and He's fixing to get something real close to you to get your attention. Because your britches has got too big and your head's got too big and you think you can get through this one day a week Christianity, but you can't make it without the Lord. It's amazing to me, ball practices practice 2 or 3 days a week and you can't make it to the house of God but once. I ain't never thought of that, but I'm glad I did. That's pretty good preaching right there. And so we see this, not only this assembling, but oh, we see this appearance. The places He stands. And then watch this, the protection He supplies. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, "What safer place could it be to have your family in the house of God? What safer place could it be than to be where the saints of God are, the Spirit of God's ministering, and the Son of God is standing in the midst." Isn't that amazing? My goodness, the places He stands, the protection He supplies. Then watch this, the peace He shares. We better have us a place where we can come get peace. And it better be high on your calendar. Because out yonder is a real world and a real devil. And I need all the peace I can get walking through this world. You know, there's a peace of God, but there's also a peace with God. And I'm glad I got both this morning. The day He saved me, I got peace of God. But now my fellowship requires me to have peace with God. And boy, I'm glad I'm in that kind of fellowship this morning. And you know something? I'm going to try to purpose in my heart. It don't matter to you if somebody says something cross to me, somebody swindles me, I'm going to try my best to keep my spirit right with God that I may have peace with God, fellowship with God. You know something? It's amazing to me how you allow people to dominate your life. Somebody says something to you and my goodness, you're just ready to run the flag up the pole. What about down your job if somebody said something cross you? You just quit and walk out? Who's going to feed the young'un? Well, honey, if the devil can't buy what you got here, he'll be sure he'll steal it from you. And so you got to be on guard. The peace that He shared. There's nothing like peace with God. Nothing like it. And so we see in this appearance of places He stands, the protection He supplies. Ain't it a blessing to be safe with Jesus? I don't know any better place your little babies could be this morning coming around the altar giving their money in a bucket. I don't know how much safer that could be. Now, I'm trying to hurry up and get the message. Just hang on. I'm playing right now. Then watch this. Not only the peace he shares, but the proof he shows. When he hands the set, he showed them his hands and his side. Some of you didn't believe much in Jesus, did you? But you do now. Because he done proved himself to you. He got out of that grave. Thank God he's convicted your old sinful heart and my old sinful heart and saved us by his amazing. Ain't that something, God, to do something like that, Brother Joe? I mean, I used to make fun of people going to church all the time. Now I'm one of them. The proof he showed. Ain't you glad that you know he lives? And I like this. The Bible said when he had said he showed them his hands and his side, then were disciples mad. Some of you wouldn't know the difference because you ain't got a Bible. Glad when they saw the Lord. The house of God ought to be gladness. We ought to be so glad, just glad to be here. Wouldn't that be a change in your day? Man, I'm just glad to be here. Oh, no, church. Glad to be here. Why, we was to have double preaching this morning, it would absolutely just put you in a tailspin. You know, some of the best movies I've ever seen, they'll come with two discs. Lonesome Dove. Oh, I'm not supposed to be watching TV. I'm sorry. It's not over in 30 minutes. I've noticed these ball games. Any of y'all ever see the Georgia and Florida game yesterday? That'd be anything I've ever seen. It just happened to be on TV. We had company come in. They said, "Preacher, you watching the ball game?" I said, "No, that thing just got on there." Did you notice all them folks sitting out there and no top on the stadium? What they going to do if it rains? Sit there. And they ain't going to gripe about nothing. They going to buy a $10 Coca-Cola? Lord, that's a bad thing. $7 box of popcorn? $7 hot dog and shout. And then some of you, you're going to whine about paying God his tithe. I like what the old boy said about tithing. Now I'm going to get over here. Y'all look a little more consumer friendly this morning. You know the old thief on the cross? I like what old boy said. He said, "Hey, preacher, I ain't got to pay my tithe. It's in the Bible." He said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Yeah." He said, "That thief on the cross said he didn't pay no tithe to Jesus." He said, "That's right, buddy. He is a dying thief and you're a living thief." I didn't hardly get the shout right there I wanted. Maybe I bring up the King James Bible can get a shout this morning. Or Independent Fundamental. We all like that, don't we? We don't like it when the man of God's got our mail. Hey, Brother Tim, you've been in the Postal Service a long time, Miss Donald, too. Have you ever had anybody run out there when y'all put paper in the box and just blessed you out because you put something in the box with their name on it? Well, no. You need to talk to the senator, not the mail boy. You need to check in where the mail's coming from this morning. Don't be blessing out the mail boy. Matter of fact, y'all say, "Praise God, there come the mailman. He's going to bring some news." When I was a boy, he's the only one you ever seen come where we live, the mailman. And the milkman. Yeah. And the dog catcher. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. It ought to thrill us that we're in a church where the Lord comes by. Now watch this. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, so I send to you." And when he said this, he breathed on them the power he sends. "Even so I send you." You know, we need power in our lives to live this book. You can't be a Christian without the Holy Ghost. You can't live for Jesus without the Holy Ghost living in you. I mean, you can try. That's how come some of you don't like church. The Holy Ghost don't live in you. But I've noticed, boy, when the Holy Ghost lives in you, you like spiritual things. You'll love singing and shouting and praise. You say, "Praise! I don't like all this wild church business." Well, just hang around. It'll grow on you. I didn't like you neither the first time I seen you, but you're growing on. Amen. Boy, y'all look like y'all need some preaching back here this morning. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Now, we've seen an assembly, and we've seen an appearance, but now I want to close the meat of the message on an absence. The Bible said, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I got to thinking about that statement, and I used it this week. And I noticed, Brother Mike, when I was preaching in that revival this week, when I use this text right here, I know the Holy Ghost just sort of shook me a little bit about our church this morning. But I had to do my part and try to study yesterday and get up something so I wouldn't feel so guilty. But it didn't work. So this is what he wants me to share with you this morning. Absence. I got to thinking about this absence here as y'all was testifying this morning. Did you notice I was writing some stuff down in Sunday school when you was a testifying? And you may have thought I wasn't hearing you or listening to you, but I was. But the Lord was giving me a few thoughts I want to share with you this morning. I want to say, first of all, you'll notice that those that miss church, they're full of excuses. The Bible said, but Thomas was one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I wonder why he wasn't there. He was a disciple. Do you see what the Bible said? Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. You got a special place here this morning where you need to get and where you need to be, and you need to be as persistent as the sunshine. Excuse. Now let's talk about excuses. Matter of fact, when I retire, I'm going to write that book on Baptist excuses. I've got a good spiral notebook full right now. But ain't it something that we have these excuses? There's three things killing our Baptist churches in America. Number one is excuses. Number two is events. And number three is entertainment. Excuses. I love to deer hunt. And I've noticed this when I really don't want to hunt. I look for excuses. I wake up, Brother Jerry, in my house shoes and pajamas, and I stick my head out the door, and I see if the winds are blowing a little bit. And the winds are blowing a little bit. I say, "Oh, the wind's blowing. I'm going back to bed." And man, I get outside, and I stick my finger up, and I say, "Now, uh-oh, a drop of rain just hit me. I'm running back in the house. I'm hunting me an excuse to not get up at 5 o'clock and get up in that tree." That don't make sense no way, really, when I think about it, does it? Excuses. But man, I'll tell you something that's made me stay in the bed a lot. You walk out in my barn. Now, they not just big, big something come through the woods that scare you, but they was pretty good for me. I got two nice deer heads mounted. Brother Randall, when I wake up, this is what I get to thinking. You know, I've done got two of them. I'm hunting my excuse to get back to bed. Some of you say, "Well, you know, I done been saved. And my young'uns has done got saved, and so I believe I'll just pull the cover up." Why, you had an extra hour this morning. I wish some of y'all hadn't forgot to turn your clocks back because you'd made it to Sunday school. Maybe they'll like the preacher at Clover tonight and invite me back. Excuses. But you know, this is the thing about it. Your young'uns is listening to your excuses. These young'uns, they are not only listening, but they're looking at your excuses. Now, Daddy, I thought we started Wednesday night in the youth choir. Well, look, Daddy, if you won't bring them, won't you pitch them the car keys and tell the Bowden police to give them an escort down Liberty Baptist Church so I'm sure I'm out of the highway? They can't drive. Excuses. 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 And so I found those that don't show up, a lot of times they're just filled with excuses. And you know something? We're all human, aren't we? I mean, I'm not throwing rocks. I'm just your pastor. If I wasn't concerned about you in this church, I'd preach what I studied yesterday. But I know when I leave here, I better do what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Excuse. What kind? Let me ask you this. If you're making excuses, you better be careful because God is good at taking away your excuses. Matter of fact, I know a young couple right now is going through a divorce. Made all kind of excuses in the world why not to come down to church here. Preacher's loud, preacher's long. They run to the altar and pray. They shout and cry and squall. Kleenex boxes everywhere. Praise God. Sound like my kind of church. And so the devil will give you an excuse and he'll let you keep your excuse. Amen? I see that those that are absent have lame excuses. And then I notice those that are absent, they have limited experiences. They wasn't there when Jesus came. Boy, I was preaching this week and I got this thought and I loved it. It ain't no sense in sending you a CD of what happened. It ain't no sense telling you about what happened because you missed it. Oh, send me a CD. I get caught up. No, you're still behind. Nothing will ever take place of the presence of God. I want to say something I seen. I know I'm long and I'm late. I got to go. I was in the prophet chamber and TV come on and Creflo Dollar come on. Any of y'all ever seen him? Okay, I'm just saying what it is. I'm not scared. And so he told all them members there, this health and wealth gospel. You know, matter of fact, he's got a satellite church where old Wes Carrollton used to be in Carrollton. Go by there and look at it. And so he's sitting there and he's talking about all these people, this health and wealth gospel. And boy, if you love Jesus and serve Jesus, man, you're going to have all these things. And then he said, I was listening to him. Brother Dave, sounded pretty good because I'm low on things. Yeah. Sounded pretty, I want to try to get over where he's talking about. But all of a sudden he said something, let me know I was on the right track. He said, you know about Job, where he said the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away? He said, that ain't right. And you know what he said? He said, that man had too much on him to say that. I said, what did you just say? He said, that ain't right. You know, he just denied the Word of God. He just said the Holy Ghost messed up when he pinned down the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So I got over here to say this. Well, preacher, I'll just stay home and listen to them preachers on TV. That's about what you're going to get. Send me your tithe. I'll send you an anointed prayer cloth. You listen to me, mom and daddies. Ain't nothing never going to take place in the local New Testament church where the Holy Ghost is moving. Nothing's going to take that place. Nothing. A tape ain't going to take its place. A video ain't going to take its place. It's amazing to me. Because those that miss often, they're lame in excuses and they're limited in experiences. Well, what was that? Well, if you'd have been here, you'd have known. Well, when the preacher announced that, if you'd been here, you'd have heard it. Wish I could think something else mean to say. Go and shake that cornbread head this morning. Limited in experience. And then I notice that they're left in excursions. I want to go every place I can go with the Lord. So many people are left behind. Tim LaHaye wrote that book. I ain't read it. I've got all the book I need to know that Jesus is coming. Amen. Made him a millionaire and made Jesus a pauper. That's pretty good preaching right there, ain't it? I want to go where the Lord's taking this church. Don't you? I want to do what the Lord's doing. Because it's nothing like being around what the Lord's doing. And I notice that those that miss so many times, they're lame in excuses, they're limited in experiences, and they're left in excursions. The Bible said, grow in grace. You need preaching of the Word of God Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Well, preacher, I'm mad. Well, you hunting an excuse. You done been around me 15 years. You know I'm going to tell it. This is what's amazed me. We heard one of the best messages over yonder at Brother Mark's the other night on that compassion and comfort. And by the way, the reason we don't comfort and have compassion to others, we think they deserve what they got coming. I wonder what me and you deserved. Said, well, they broke. They deserve it. Their young'un's in the hospital. They deserve it. He's flat on his back. He deserves it. Oh, sir, what do you deserve? Their young'un's way out there in hell. What does your young'un's deserve? We better show mercy and grace and be a comfort to somebody else. Yeah, that's right. I can tell you right now, I'm your pastor, and they, some of you, getting probably what you deserve. But I can't have that kind of attitude. What do I deserve? The one without sin, let him cast the first stone. I sure ain't got no rocks to throw to you. I just got to preach to you and tell you this. You do what you want to do. When we got people driving from Anniston, Alabama, and don't miss a service and you can't drive but a few miles, something's wrong. Evidently, they think it's worth the drive. How far is top of the river? Quarter tank of gas? Honey, I ain't never been over there that wasn't worth the drive. Matter of fact, this new time's got me real hungry this morning. Catfish and turnip greens and cornbread and coleslaw. Somebody shout right there this morning. But honey, you're not going to get that just any old church you walk into. We ought to thank God for it. And we've got to have discipline in our life. Where would a boy like me be if I didn't have preaching at least once or twice a week? Where would I be? Right where some of you are. Left in excursions. God's wanting to take you someplace, but you can't get here on the preaching enough to get there. He's wanting to save some of you young'uns. You can't get them here long enough to get under conviction to get them saved. There's a man told me this week, Mama, we packed, ain't we? Man told me this week, he said, you know what? We run 2,900 Sunday morning. Brother David, you know what they had Sunday night? 600. You know what they had Wednesday night? 200. Now let's think a minute. Don't look at me like a blowed up bullfrog, honey. I'll preach to you in a New York minute. We ain't built this church by compromising and sissy preaching. I come down here to get you some help. Can I ask you something while we got 300 on Sunday morning? And what we got on Sunday night? I mean, I just want to ask you. I don't know. I don't know. But I know one thing. I wonder a lot of time, well, dear God, is our church going to close? I mean, Lord, is it worth having it open? Well, preacher, they ain't going to miss me. Yes, we miss you. Preacher, I'm not important. Oh, you're so important. You're so important. I close with this. Not only those who miss a lot, they're lame in excuses, limited in experiences, they're left in excursions, but they're lousy in examples. Amen. You know what a young man stood up and said this morning, the reason he's saved? Because his mom and dad had brought him to church. Amen. Look, I'm not here to make you mad. I'm here to challenge your heart. Where are you going to be tonight? Where are you going to be tonight? You got to make plans and you got to make sacrifices. And God rewards faithfulness. And you know what? Some of you have been around me a long time. You know what I'd have done 6 years ago on this message? I'd been like a flaming bloodhound. And I wouldn't have had no voice. My shirt had been soaked. But I done found out you're going to do what you want to do. And I got a lot of good years of preaching left in me. And there ain't no sense of me stripping it all out one Sunday because you're rebellious. I'm going to be here the next time you come and you're laid out. I hope. I love you, church. And I love you, young'uns. But let me tell you something. We only going to have the type of church that you support. We're going to only have the type of place that you will allow God to have. Now, there ain't a better church in the southeast than this church. I know. And they ain't better people, Brother Randall, than the people you see sitting here this morning. But you know what? You've got so blessed, you've just got real lax, and you say, well, I just, you know, preacher, I just ain't really thought about it. Okay, well, think about it. Think about it. If you was as faithful at your job as you are the house of God, would you hold your job down? I know some of you can't get back. I'm not crazy, I know that. But I know some of you can and you don't. And you're who I'm preaching to this morning. And then I'm preaching to the others that are faithful. Because I don't want to see you slip. Because, boy, we creatures of habit, we do what others do, don't we? So-and-so didn't come Wednesday night. So-and-so didn't come Sunday night. It don't really matter. As long as we're here Sunday morning, pay our tithes, Brother Ken's happy, the house is filled, the choir's full. It don't matter about Wednesday. Yes, it does matter about Wednesday. Some of you talked about building on. Well, we can't bring friends in here. There ain't no room to set them. Well, if you'd come on Wednesday night, we may think about expanding this place. But I'm not going to build a sanctuary to fit the world on Sunday morning, and you can run a bulldozer around in here on Sunday night. We're going to use that money for missions, getting the gospel out. Boy, I'm just a preaching and a preaching and a preaching. I mean, really, people. Why don't you suck it up and pull up to the plate and say, I'm going to do my part, preacher. Some of you, you've drifted way out yonder and you wonder why in the world you've drifted. You know why you ain't getting no preaching? You ain't getting no fellowship. You ain't getting no Holy Ghost moving. Don't tell me it don't matter. It does matter. Boy, some of you families here the first time, You know, I hate you've had to hear all this. I wish my people was faithful. Amen. And I could go and preach something else, but we got to cover things as it comes up. That's the only way I know to do, just be what God's called me to be. Amen. Call a hog and a dog a dog. Amen. And that's all I know to do. So now I've done my part. Now what you going to do? What you going to do with the message?